The lesson from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Schools, colleges, and universities will sometimes use the symbol of an ancient oil lamp as a symbol for learning and knowledge. The lamp is filled with oil and shines in the world. It's a good symbol. Scripture also uses the oil lamp as a symbol of knowledge and learning, but in a slightly different way. The Bible looks at knowledge and understanding as gifts from God, and expressed in Christian faith. God reveals himself to us in his word so that we may know him and the world he created. To know and understand something with God in view makes it even more astounding than just on its own. Engraved on Hunzi Hall are words from Psalm 119. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." And if you go into Hunzi Hall and go up on the second floor, you will find these words displayed, these words from Proverbs. "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." This knowledge and wisdom together, we might consider to be Christian faith, trust in God our Savior. It is what the wise virgins carried in their lamps. It is with this amazing gift of knowledge and wisdom that we humbly prepare ourselves to serve God and our neighbor in this life, and to be eternally in the presence of God after this life. If we understand and learn something, it is because God has given us eyes, ears, our reason, and all our senses. But some things are beyond our understanding and our intellect. There we trust God's revelation, how he shows himself to us in Holy Scripture. God tells us that he is triune, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We can't reason that out with our mind and understand it with mathematics, but it is true. We learn that God sent his eternal Son to become flesh and blood, just like us, yet without sin, in order to save all mankind from our sin. We can only know that because God has told us and revealed it to us in his promises to Adam and Eve and all since then. He repeated that promise for thousands and thousands of years until Christ was born in that lowly manger in Bethlehem. And then he died as our substitute on Calvary. This knowledge and understanding of faith fills our hearts with longing to be with God, to be done with this sinful world, to be done with our own sinful nature. The 5 wise virgins in our text had their lamps full, and they brought extra oil with them. They were prepared. And we too recognize that we need this constant supply of that oil of God's word for our salvation, the oil of God's divine wisdom. And so we come again and again and again, to hear God's word, to sing his praises, to have our lamps filled by God himself when he speaks his truth, his words of comfort and hope. Jesus says in our text, "The bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding." We look forward to that day when we will hear Jesus' invitation, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you." That oil from God keeps the light of faith and hope burning within us. It guides us in all that we do, how we interact with each other, and how we think of God, not as our stern judge, but as our gracious Savior. In ancient times, oil was also used for healing. The Good Samaritan poured oil on the wounds of the man left for dead to cleanse the wound and to soothe his pain. Oil was used to consecrate holy things and holy people in the Old Testament. Priests and kings were anointed with fragrant oil to install them into their office. In fact, our name, Christian, means a follower of God's anointed one, the Messiah, the Christ, God's appointed Savior. Oil mixed with spices was also used for burial. When the sinful woman anointed Jesus' feet with fragrant oil, Jesus said, "She has done this for my burial." We too are anointed with this oil of wisdom, this oil of knowledge and faith, and so we are prepared for this life and the life to come. We are prepared to receive Jesus as the child of Bethlehem, the one who never changes, and as the one who comes to judge the living and the dead. This oil is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. It makes us ready to watch and pray for the day of wrath, the day of mourning, that becomes for us the day of deliverance and the day of joy. By God's grace, we are prepared for that day, and we prepare ourselves this Advent season to celebrate the birth of our gracious Savior. All those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. The bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.